Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 this is the Rockcast, and I am your host, Monty Colvin.
He's trouble. He's no good.
Welcome to episode 162, and I have got a lot of awesome stuff for you. Like usual, I'm going to read some of your top tens, and I've got some cool tunes for you, some of which I know you have never heard. But first, something I like to do on this show is be available to you, the listener, to answer your questions. If there's anything you want to know, I do my best to tell you, and all you got to do is ask. Ask Monty.
Why should we ask you?
And the first question comes to us from Alex Barlow, who says, "Hey, Monty, my wife now wants a Mr. Kitty. Thanks a lot, Monty. Do they all attack your feet? That's been my experience." Well, Alex is, of course, referring to my cat, Mr. Kitty. And yes, he does attack my feet because he's evil.
Of the devil.
And trust me, Alex, you do not want a Mr. Kitty. And your wife's going to try and talk you into this, but just say no. And that is not going to be easy because she's going to come at you with things like, "Oh, they're not like dogs. They're no trouble."
Yeah, right.
I know you don't have to walk them or take them outside, but you do got to deal with that litter box. And in the case of Mr. Kitty, he's going to walk over to it and go, "Oh, wait a minute, there's something already in there. No, I can't go in there."
Certainly not.
And then, of course, you got those claws to deal with. And we could have gotten Mr. Kitty declawed, but we decided to get a new TV instead.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, I had no idea it cost that much to get those razor sharp things taken out of them. But it does, and he will walk straight past the scratching post that we got for him, and he will go over to the carpeted stairs and just tear every single fiber out of it, and that is just cute as hell.
Aw, that's adorable.
By the way, Mr. Kitty is now 1 year old, and he's figured out how to climb. And the other day I came in and caught him walking around on the kitchen countertops.
Isn't that just precious?
So it looks like I'm stuck with a cat. And it's kind of like that guy who's stuck in a bad marriage. There's not a lot he can do about it. It's too late. But you, Alex, there's still time. You don't have to do this. And if you see your wife on Craigslist looking for kittens, you stand your ground.
Yeah, well, good luck.
The next question is from Dan the Man Cunningham, and he says, "Hey, Monty.
Are you ready for some football?"
Well, that's a good question, Dan. Am I ready for some football?
It's the simplest question in the world.
You know, usually this time of year, I cannot wait. It's been months since the Super Bowl, and I am primed and ready for the new season to start. But I gotta admit that this year it's a little different. Because I have been watching baseball all summer, and I'm a huge Kansas City Royals fan, and they are doing so well this year that that's just about all I care about. I've literally watched almost every game, and I don't mean just a few innings of each game, I mean all the way through all 9 innings. Lindsay and I have been out to the stadium about 5 or 6 times, and the only game I missed this year was one that I didn't know was on TV. It was a makeup game, and it wasn't on the schedule, and I happened to miss it. But other than that, seen every single Royals game.
You're so boring.
And now that the NFL has started again, yeah, I'm going to watch it for sure. Every Sunday, I'll be there. I'm going to get the man cave set up with a bowl of chips and some cheese dip, and I will sit there from noon until it's time to go to bed.
Oh, that seems kind of, lame.
As far as my predictions for the Super Bowl, how about Seattle and the Colts? But I can tell you who probably won't win, and that's my Kansas City Chiefs. The last time they were in a Super Bowl was like 1971 or 72, and I don't see anything changing this year.
Had a chance.
Now, speaking of Kansas City, I got a question from my old friend Matt in KC. And Matt says, I'm all excited for the new Ghost album, but my friend is more excited about the new album from The Sword. I can't recall if you've ever reviewed any of The Sword on the Rockcast. So, hey, Monty, what say you? Well, as a matter of fact, Matt, no, I don't think I've ever played The Sword on this show. But it's time to change all that, because here now is a clip off of their new album, High Country. It's The Sword. Okay, so there's some new stuff from The Sword, and the stuff in the past I've heard sounded a little bit like Black Sabbath, but I think they're basically kind of stoner rock.
Right.
Which, by the way, just because it's called stoner rock doesn't mean you have to get stoned when you listen to it, but judging from that clip, that might be the only way you could get through that album. Yeah, I've never smoked pot myself. Which is probably why I don't have much interest in listening to The Sword.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
I also got a question from Reverend Nigel Wingo. And Reverend Wingo said, hey, Monty, how does a band get on your podcast? Well, Nigel, the deal is that I play what I want. There is no format, and I do not have a programming director. And since there are no sponsors for this show, nobody's going to tell me what to play. But if you're suggesting I would take some kind of payola or money under the table, well, absolutely not. I have way too much integrity to ever be bought off.
No, you don't.
On the other hand, if you'd like to go to my website, montycalvin.net, and perhaps purchase a Rockcast t-shirt, well, that would be awesome. So I hope that clears that up.
Not really.
But as far as a band getting its music played on the Rockcast, well, there is one easy way. And that is by sending me an MP3 of your best song and entering the Rockcast 2015 Battle of the Bands. Oh yeah, it's time for a new season. And since Reverend Nigel sent me an MP3, he's going to lead it off with a song by his band, Gentlemen and Scholars.
You come up. Damn, there ain't nobody here.
You know, I never know what to expect when I hear these songs you guys send me, but I gotta admit, I'm smiling right now. This has an old vibe to it, kind of like the MC5 or something, and I kind of dig it. Yeah, kick out the jams, brothers and sisters. That's Gentlemen and Scholars with Livewire. Nice job, guys, and thanks to Reverend Nigel for sending that in. But next up is a song sent in by Mark in Ohio. And he was the guitar player for his old band called Gathering Mercury. And this is a tune called Fixation. Once again, the band is called Gathering Mercury, and I believe Mark told me that they had broken up. Or at least the singer had moved on or something, but I kind of like her voice, and I love that line, you had me at hell no. Very cool. But that would bring us to our last contestant of the day, and it was a song sent in by Mike Mayberry in Oregon. And he's got a band with his sister, and they're called Calo Ruse. Well, nice job, Mike. You know, the sound is a little low fidelity. Maybe could have had a little better production, but I like the song. So I'm going to advance you onto the next round of the playoffs, along with Gentlemen and Scholars. So, congratulations.
How could anybody not be just absolutely bouncing off the walls with how incredible this is?
Now, if you guys have a song you want to enter into this contest, just send me an MP3 of your best song. I don't want a whole CD, just send me your best. And if I like it, who knows? You might end up being the winner of the Rockcast Battle of the Bands. On the last episode, I read several of your top tens, and I had such a good time doing it, I think I'm going to do it again on this show.
I can't wait.
And the first one comes to us from Patrick Wolf in Missouri, And Patrick has sent his top 10 list of Judas Priest, How Did We Not See That Coming, album and song titles.
What?
Yeah, I think I know what Patrick's talking about here. Because back in the early 80s, when I saw Judas Priest, Rob Halford came out and he's all decked out in leather and he's got a whip. And I thought, man, I bet that dude gets the chicks. But as it turns out, not so much.
He switched teams.
And you look back at all the song and album titles now and seems kind of obvious. But then again, I also thought that Freddie Mercury and Elton John were singing about girls.
Wrong!
So with that in mind, at number 10, it's a tie between Fire Burns Below and Love Zone.
Fabulous!
Number 9 is Pain and Pleasure.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Love Bites.
Flaming.
Number 7 is Leather Rebel.
Oh, well, that's super.
Number 6 is Eat Me Alive.
Yeah.
Number 5 is,
come on, you idiot! Spit it out!
Hard as iron.
Oh, my.
Number 4 is Point of Entry.
Ah!
Number 3 is Ram It Down.
Is that so wrong?
Number 2 is Hell Bent for Leather.
Is this where it gets gay?
And number 1 on Patrick's list of Judas Priest, How Did We Not See This Coming, album and song titles, feeling close to heaven in this roaring heavy load, it's Turbo Lover. Well, good job, Patrick. That was a great list.
Everything was gay.
Except now I kind of feel like I need to take a shower.
Positively filthy.
But that will have to wait because I have to move on to the next list. And that was sent in by Ryan Kellison, who has sent me his top 10 songs that you can't touch.
Stop. Hammer time.
Yes, this would be 10 songs that have the word hammer in them. And it starts at number 10 with The Legend of John Henry's Hammer by Johnny Cash.
Doggy.
Number 9 is Maxwell's Silver Hammer by the Beatles. Number 8 is The Hammer and the Nail by White Cross.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Christian band. Number 7 is Hammer to Fall by Queen. And that is followed at number 6 by The Hammer Song by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Number 5 is Frost Hammer by High on Fire. Number 4 is Divine Hammer by The Breeders. Number 3 is Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Number 2 is 10 Ton Hammer by Machine Head. And at number 1 on Ryan Kellison's list of songs that you can't touch, from a band called The Mark of Cain, it's Bark Hammer. Well, that is a great list, and I believe Ryan named every single song ever that had the word hammer in it.
Yeah, he did.
Or did he?
You're damn right he did.
Well, as a matter of fact, I came up with just a few more.
Get out of town!
For instance, there was Hammerhead by Pat Travers, and if you wanted to go with a little 80s pop rock, you could have gone with Utopia and Hammer in My Heart.
What the hell is that?
However, there's all kinds of metal with the word hammer in it. And if you like thrash metal, there's Bring the Hammer Down by Raven or Drop the Hammer Down by Overkill.
Screw them!
And if power metal is more your thing, then how about Hammerfall with Raise the Hammer?
Ah, screw them too.
Of course, if you're into death metal, we can't forget about Hammer Smashed Face by Cannibal Corpse. And no list about songs containing the word hammer would be complete without a trio of songs called Hammer of the Gods. Because Testament Saxon and Danzig all had songs called Hammer of the Gods, but were apparently unaware that anyone else had written a song by that same name.
They don't
don't care.
And that surely must be all the songs with Hammer in the title that have ever been written, right? Well, no.
I don't need more.
If you like douche rock, then how about Nickelback with The Hammer's Coming Down?
No more!
Or perhaps just some classic speed metal from Motorhead with simply The Hammer.
End it! Stop it! Come on!
But perhaps my favorite song that contained the word Hammer in the title was done by Ted Nugent. Off the Free For All album with vocals by Meatloaf, it's Hammer Down.
It's a free for all!
So that was Ryan's list and my list of songs that contain the word Hammer in the title. And if you have a list of Hammer songs, be sure to send it to me immediately. However, it doesn't have to be about hammers, it could be about anything. And I also don't care where you send it from because this podcast is worldwide. I've gotten lists from people in Germany and Canada and France and the UK. And recently, I got one from Rockcast Hall of Famer Cindy in Costa Rica.
Yeah!
And Cindy's been listening since episode 1, but it's been a long time since she sent me a top 10. And the thing you gotta know about her is that she is a major metalhead, but since she's from Costa Rica, she also speaks Spanish. So it would make sense that she would send me a list of her top 10 metal albums in Spanish.
Ah!
So keep in mind, I do not speak Spanish. So this is probably going to go horribly, but I'm going to do my best.
It's going to be a train wreck.
And if you're like me, you've never heard of any of these bands, but hey, maybe we'll learn something, all right?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. At number 10, it's El Quemas by Obús, and they sound like this. Number 9 on Cindy's list is Esperito Combativo by Malone.
Not even close.
Number 8 is El Poder del Cielo by Lujuria.
You gotta do better than that.
Number 7 is Azeroth by Azeroth. And they sound something like this.
Yeah.
Returning to Cindy's list, I believe it's Amori by Saratoga. And that is followed at number 5 with War Cry by War Cry. Or as I would say it, War Cry.
Guess what? You're a dummy.
Okay, number 4 is a tough one. It's Señoras en Delfín by Bonaleguiz or something.
Just give up and realize how pathetic you are.
Cindy's third favorite metal album is called Baralari, and it's by Baralari. And her favorite song on that album is a Rainbow cover of the song Stargazer. Now, before I read number 2, I will just point out that I never took Spanish in high school.
Get out!
Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. But with that in mind, cut me some slack because I have no idea what this next one is. So I'm just gonna say La Andorra de Juan Jorge by Avalanche.
Nice try.
Yeah, and I may not know how to say the name of the album, but this song has a badass riff in it. And that would bring us to number 1 on Cindy's list of favorite metal bands in Spanish. It's Vagabond Brutal by Barón Rojo. Or the way I would pronounce it in English, Volume and Brutal by Barón Rojo. Well, thanks so much, Cindy, for that awesome list, and I hope I didn't massacre it too much. But that doesn't change the fact that you rule, and you are now eligible for an amazing prize package. Some new CDs have come out recently, and rather than review them just by myself, I thought I'd get a little help from my old redneck friend here in Kansas City, Jimmy Jeff.
Jimmy Jeff's concert and CD reviews.
The views and opinions of Jimmy Jeff do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Rockcast.
Yep.
Any similarities between Jimmy Jeff and other morons, rednecks, or mentally impaired are merely coincidental.
I heard that.
On the phone, it's Jimmy Jeff.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. I know I always ask you, but what have you been up to?
Well, I got hurt on the job a few weeks ago down at the auto body shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I screwed up my back lifting a tire.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting disability.
Ah.
And thanks to the U.S. government, I'm just staying home, playing Xbox, and watching NASCAR.
Oh, man, well, you must be in a lot of pain.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Oh.
Hell, I could be working right now, but why should I?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's about time I stuck it to the government, because they've been sticking it to me for years.
Oh, yeah?
You know they blew up the Twin Towers, don't you? And I'll tell you something else. Not a lot of people know this, but the CIA is taking the brains out of monkeys and transplanting them into chickens.
What? What are you talking about?
Next thing you know, we're all going to be walking around like robots with the brains of a monkey.
Ah, well, that is an interesting theory.
Damn straight, it's true.
All right, well, we'll see how that turns out. But what I wanted to do with you today, Jimmy Jeff, is play you some clips off of some new CDs.
All right.
Okay, well, the first CD is from Bullet For My Valentine.
Never heard of them.
Oh, well, they're a pretty cool metal band from England. And so let's listen and you can tell me what you think.
Okie dokie.
That's Bullet For My Valentine off of the new CD, Venom.
Well, like I said, I ain't never heard of them, but that sounded pretty rockin'.
Yeah, they've actually been around for a while. I've got about four of their albums now. And I was really looking forward to this one until I heard it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really think the songs were that great, and the lyrics are pretty cliche. And overall, I'd have to say I was pretty disappointed.
What are you, some kind of faggot?
What?
I don't know what kind of gay music you listen to, but I'd say this kicks ass.
Well, first of all, that's not very politically correct.
What's not?
Well, never mind.
It sounds to me like they got some Metallica going on in there.
Right.
And, you know, overall, I'd say it's pretty good.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next one, which is the new one from Disturbed, and it's called Immortalized. You were someone in whom I could confide, but you pushed me for the wrong way with every single lie. You used to have a soul, but it has surely died. What happened? When did you turn?
You know that guy's voice just grates on me something awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never cared for it.
Oh, well, I've always liked his voice, but I'm not crazy about this CD.
Yeah?
I mean, if you've heard one Disturbed album, you've heard them all.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong, for a while they were one of my favorite bands, and I loved their early stuff.
You know, I think their singer might be gay.
No, I don't think that's true at all, but whatever. Let's hear another song.
Sure, why not?
What faith I had is broken, and I question everything. And those shards of doubt begin to penetrate my heart. With every waking hour, within everything I say, the shadows of your loss are tearing me apart. Blue sky is a turn of black as night. Now you're gone, it just isn't right. Say my last goodbye. Embedded in my mind, your face will never leave me. Say my last goodbye. It's killing me that I won't get to hear your laughter anymore.
I will say Immortalized has a few good songs on it, but like the Bullet for My Valentine album, I was kind of disappointed.
I like that song they've got called The Sickness.
Oh yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah, they play that every day on 98 The Rock.
Oh yeah, your local FM radio station.
Oh yeah, man, they play some Ozzy and AC/DC.
Yeah, that's great. Well, here's one that probably won't be on the radio very much, because it's from Lynch Mob.
Who's that?
Well, it's yet another project from George Lynch.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, well, he used to be the guitar player for Dawkin.
Oh, yeah, man, I love rocking with Dawkin.
Yeah, well, this is not Dawkin, it's Lynch Mob, and the name of the CD is Rebel. Let's check it out. All right, so what do you think of Lynch Mob?
So you say that guy was in Dawkin?
Yeah, back in the 80s. But these days, he's got his own solo stuff, he's got KXM with Doug Pinnick, and he has Lynch Mob.
Yeah, I saw Dawkin one time with Cinderella.
All right, well, let's move on, because here's something, Jimmy Jeff, I'm pretty sure you're gonna like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me take a guess.
All right, go ahead.
Seether?
No.
Alter Bridge?
No.
How about Chicken Foot?
Chicken Foot?
Yeah.
No, it's not Chicken Foot.
I kind of like them.
Yeah, well, Sammy Hagar is cool, especially for being 67 years old.
No, man, I'm not talking about Sammy Hagar. I'm talking about Chicken Foot.
Yeah, well, you know Sammy Hagar is in Chicken Foot.
I mean, I can't tell you any of their songs, but I do like them.
Okay, well, anyway, as I was saying, here's something I know you're going to like, because it's the new one from Buck Cherry.
Oh, hell yeah, now you're talking.
When you moan, when you shake, sometimes it's more than I can take. From your face, down to your toes, there's something I think you should know, yeah. I love your tight pants, tight pants. I like the way that you bust at the seams when you wiggle that thing. So work it till it's hard, pack it with a thong when you put your tight pants on.
Yeah, so what do you think, Jimmy Jeff?
Oh, that is a band I could listen to all day long.
Sure.
Not only does their music kick ass, but their lyrics reach me on a personal level.
Yeah, well, here's another new song that I'm sure you'll be able to relate to.
She's got a body that will blow your mind, like a chrome plate gun in your eye. I try to tell her, but I'm misunderstood. You're giving me words. She's got honey glazed apple skin, like a butterfly in the wind. I wanna tell her when she's in the mood. You're giving me one. You're giving me.
That song is called Wood, and it's off the new Buck Cherry album, Rock and Roll.
Man, as soon as I get off the phone talking to you, I am gonna go to Walmart and buy that.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
Dude, they are awesome.
Well, all right, Jimmy Jeff, I'm gonna let you off the phone so you can go buy that, and I will talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, you take her easy and don't let your meat loaf.
Okay.
Oh, and one more thing.
That's disgusting!
I'm going to wrap things up with some listener emails, because I heard from several of you who told me you could definitely relate to Bruno's list of music that his parents wouldn't let him listen to because it was from the devil. Yeah, I guess a lot of us grew up the same way. We had parents who were Christians, and they wouldn't let us listen to rock and roll or secular music. And Lacey in D.C. told me that her dad had gone to church to see a speaker, and he brought home a recording of it and made her listen to it. And it was all about how you shouldn't listen to rock and roll and backward masking and all that kind of stuff.
Hardcore evil.
Yeah, I don't know if there's still guys that still do that, but there used to be preachers who would do whole seminars on the evils of rock and roll. And they'd play recordings of what was supposed to be backward messages. And it would just kind of sound like... And they'd say, yeah, see, it says Sweet Satan. And I just think, yeah, no.
That's the devil.
I also heard from Phil Robinson, who said, yes, I was told about knights and Satan's service and Antichrist devil child. And they told me to stay away from Black Sabbath, Blue Oyster Cult, Ozzy, and Iron Maiden.
They're devil worshippers.
And yeah, I even had a preacher come to my house, and when he walked through my bedroom and saw all my posters, he told me that God hated all that stuff, and that I better get rid of it and repent pronto. And by the time he left, I was so depressed that I took all the posters down and put my records in the closet. And then I got them out about 2 weeks later.
God should send you to hell.
But like I said, my folks wouldn't even let me listen to the Beatles until I was in high school. I was raised on nothing but gospel music. And Phil says he didn't have to listen to gospel music, but his dad listened to George Jones, Jim Reeves, Hank Williams Sr., and Marty Robbins.
That's crazy!
Yeah, it's funny how our parents thought that the people that they listened to were much more moral than rock stars. And looking back, you know, my parents liked Barbara Streisand, and I think about that now and go, you know, she's as evil as Marilyn Manson ever was.
Left-wing knucklehead kook.
However, Phil says his folks finally gave up, and they were totally unaware that he was listening to Grim Reaper, Lizzie Borden, and that one of his favorite bands was Anthrax. Oh, yeah, I never will forget the day that my dad finally just said, whatever, listen to whatever you want. And I ran out that night and bought an Eric Clapton album, and I've worshipped Satan ever since.
Ooh.
Yeah, not really. But I'll tell you, I'm going to play you one last song, and this one is from a band who, if they were around back then, they would have been on Bruno's list. Because they are a band called Ghost, and they are not kidding around. They are literally from the devil.
Total evil!
And I've always said Ghost reminds me kind of a Blue Oyster Cult. They're really great players, and their songs are real melodic. Except with Blue Oyster Cult, you kind of always went, I wonder if they're a little bit satanic. Whereas with Ghost, you just go, yeah, they're totally satanic.
Totally.
But don't worry, I've listened to their whole new album and nothing bad happened to me. I was not possessed by demons. In fact, after I listened to it, I went and had a couple of hot dogs for lunch and I was fine.
You've been twisted and turned over to evil.
It's just music, but if this kind of stuff scares you, I understand.
You're sick.
But that's going to do it for me for now. Don't forget to order yourself a Rockcast t-shirt at my website, montycalvin.net. It all goes to a good cause, and they're only $20. Come on.
That is an insanely low price.
But until next time, this has been Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
Crew.
End.